And we continue on with our March Hope and Hoops. Greg Stewart, the special guest shooter, in here today. And they got all sorts of things. Carol Stewart's worked really hard at this. Today is Guy's Day. And the prize is a $24 shooting range gift card from Moldy's Archery and Tackle. I think shooting like bow is my understanding of that. And so, again, we'll be giving one of those out. 645, 845, and 445 with your support. Suggested minimum donation of $10 is what we're asking for with this. So let's get behind Greg. We've got Jerome from Knapp so far. Love to hear from you. 715-396-1670. Yeah, they kind of benched me out, Jason. I went 1 for 5 again yesterday. So it's kind of like pull me out of the game, you know?
Yeah, see, that's the thing, right? I mean, mm-hmm. There's the pressure of shooting.
Right.
And I think, you know, I watch people, you know I'm a big fan of Caitlin Clark.
Yep.
And
we all are.
And, yeah, right? And I watch her shoot, and yeah. I think, man, she's amazing. And then I think I've gone into the studio and stood 8 feet away from the hoop and can't do it.
Right, yeah. A couple of things. One is I sat from the chair the first day. This is my excuse thing.
Sure.
From the chair, which is a bit of an angle, went 1 for 5, only to find out as Dawson went 4 for 5 for the second straight day, he said, yeah, I've been shooting from the chair. So much for that. And then yesterday,
right.
I thought, okay, I'm going to, you know, my Bucks ball boy days, the players would come out and they would take a close shot. And then they would, after they make it, they would move back. So tried to employ that, went 1 for 5 again. But then I'm reminded, it's just a little flick of the wrist. It's a little Tykes hoop. We can overthink things, Dr. Cans. We can overthink things.
Yes, for sure. That's definitely the case.
So I shot a few this morning. I mean, it's just the flick of the wrist. So when the coach does put me back in the game, that's just keeping in mind, flick of the wrist.
Yeah, flick of the wrist.
Yeah. You were correct on the Glazer donut. I had put one in. Who knows if they were bought Saturday or not. They showed up here Saturday. Thank you, Rod Larson. Miss you, brother. And then there they were Monday, and they looked so lonely. And I popped it in the microwave. It wasn't, no. Sometimes it just isn't savable.
Sure. Yeah. There is a point of no return.
Right. That's a great song from Kansas. But then also, I want to ask you this. I got a different chapstick at a different store, and I'm disappointed. It's just like, I like chapstick. I like having those moist lips, but wow, I'm not going to say the kind I got here, but have you ever had that where you've got a certain product, you settle for kind of a different brand, and you're like, nah, it just doesn't cut it for me?
You know, I think that's definitely the case, and nothing immediately comes to mind with that, but, you know, I think there's definite things that I go to that when I've tried replacements, they just don't cut it,
uh-huh.
And you know, sometimes you have to stick with the brand name of something, but I've also found that there are times when maybe the off-brand is actually a little bit better. And
yeah.
So I think you got to find what works for you.
Sure, I would say in most cases, I would gladly settle for the generic, but I went with, it's kind of like I got my certain, you know, there's like $3 stores, Family Dollar, Dollar General, Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
And I think I've got one of them. I like to get my glasses. Another one I like to get my chapstick. So, anyhow,
yeah, whatever. One of my favorite comes from my dentist actually. So, and I don't know what brand they get, but
okay.
Yeah.
Who's your dentist?
Oak Park Dental.
Okay, very good.
Yeah. So, when they gave me my goodie bag after my cleaning, there is often a chapstick in there, and it's what works for me.
All right. Well, there we go. You got a free plug for them. All right. you can mention that. See if it lowers your bill next time. All right.
We'll see.
John 14:22 here as we work our way toward Easter.
Did you want to read the verse? Do you want me to read
the verse? Yeah, Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world?
And I wrote, Judas asked Jesus an important question. How will you manifest yourself to us? The word manifest means to make known or appear. When Judas heard Jesus say, he who keeps my commands and who loves me will be loved by the Father, and by me, and I will manifest myself to him. He rightly wondered exactly how Jesus would make that happen. A physical manifestation would have been the most obvious. In fact, he did appear to his disciples. After his resurrection, Thomas actually touched the physical Jesus after doubting it was truly him. Yet I think Jesus was speaking more broadly. John began his gospel by telling us that Jesus was the living Word of God. In this passage, Jesus had reminded them about his Holy Spirit, which would dwell in them. Jesus was saying that he would make himself known to believers by his indwelling spirit.
Hmm. So what's the closing thought on that?
Yeah, you know, I think so often, this has probably happened with you, and I probably with a lot of us as Christians, is this belief of, if I could just see Jesus,
mm-hmm.
You know, and trying to remember this promise that the Spirit is with us is where we see that happen.
Mm-hmm. And you even provide a closing prayer. Go ahead and give that to us.
Yeah, it says, Jesus, I can relate to Judas's question. I wonder when you will show up, but you tell me through your word that you are already made manifest by your Spirit who dwells in me. Help me to pay attention to your Spirit's movement within me. Amen.
Fantastic. Thank you, friend. Talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow.
There we go. All right, on a 23-degree 5th of March, Tuesday, 22 and a half past 6. And you know what? It just kind of escaped us a little bit that our own Betsy from Evenings had a birthday on Sunday. And we were passing a card around here, so hopefully she got that. But some of you wishing her a happy birthday on the listener line. And I want to make sure I don't play a cabin fever scream because there's a lot of things in the listener line. Remember, we're taking nominations in our CCM tourney contest, which we're going to launch next Monday. And so you have to give us the artist and five songs. First come, first serve. It's got to be on the listener line at 715-396-1670. But let's get some of those Betsy birthday greetings. If she's up early, she'd be listening.
Wishing Betsy a happy and blessed 50th birthday from the Ron Carey Kayback family from Hawkins, Wisconsin. Happy and blessed birthday, Betsy.
There we go. Happy birthday, Betsy. And Ron wasn't the only one up in that Ladysmith Hawkins area wishing her a happy birthday Sunday.
Happy birthday, Betsy. It was your birthday yesterday and I forgot it. So have a happy birthday today and forever. God bless you and have a great week.
All right, thank you very much to those folks remembering our beloved Betsy. All right, also this morning, other birthdays we're finding on Facebook today include M. Merck, Rick Essenberg from the Conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. He's 68 today. Tammy Raithke, happy birthday. Frank Foster, been a while since I saw Frank, dear brother in the Lord. Beth Deach, happy birthday, a frequent caller here on the WIB Wake Up Show and our contests. And so this year she's asking for donations for Midwest Ministries. She's trying to raise $200, one-eighth of the way there. And Mark Coxlean, a longtime listener and friend of the station, and happy birthday to him, great brother in the Lord. All right, others with birthdays today. On the national scene, actress Marshall Warfield from Night Court, the big 7-0 today. Penn Jillette of Penn & Teller, 69. TV preacher Joel Osteen, 61, there in Houston. Paul Blackthorne from Arrow and 24 is 55. Kevin Connolly from Entourage is the big 50. Eva Mendez, the actress, 50. Jake Lloyd from the Star Wars films is 35. And Micah Fowler from Speechless is 26. Our promise of the day, 1 Peter 2:9. I have called you out of darkness into my glorious light. It's so good it's worth repeating. I have called you out of darkness into my glorious light. Check the devotion that goes with it at 365promises.com. Cliff on the listener line says, hey, count him in with a $2 flat pledge on this Guy's Day in our March Hope in Hoops. All right, well, I just should mention to you, we've got a suggested minimum donation of $10 in order to be included in the prize drawing. And Cliff says that's good with him. But also, it is Zach Williams' 43rd birthday today. Zach has been here in concert at the Pablo Center. We'd love to have him back. And Cliff's saying, any chance you could play Heart of God? You bet. Right now, WWIB, good morning. WWIB, we've got four pledgers for Greg Stewart here on Guy's Day. And thanks so much to the generous folks at Moldy's Archery and Tackle across Highway 53-124 from us. Greg, you've...
Hey, good morning.
Had quite a workout this morning.
Oh, man, I was all over the court.
Yeah.
It took me a while to get warmed up, but I'm feeling okay.
What you is know, the approach you're going to use?
Overhand.
Okay.
I will not dunk it.
Okay.
Because I can't run anymore.
Those would be nice. It's tempting. Dunking
yeah.
is tempting. But hey, no. Here's Jerome yesterday in Knapp. $10, yep. Five per miss.
Hi, Jerome.
And up to 100 if you make all five.
Okay.
Alan Withy says yep. $10 for the first one If you make the second one, it's up to that would be worth 20.
Ooh, ramping up the pressure.
And you could make $150 for Women Incorporated with all
that. Thank you, Al. Appreciate it.
Cliff and Spooner recognizing our suggested minimum donation of $10. It's talking about a flat pledge. And Vicky says $2 per make, but if you make the fourth one, it'll be $3 per make.
Wow. Okay.
So we've got a lot of adventure.
We've got variety here.
Yes. And the music is there. It's all
for Women. Okay, you want me to go?
All right. For a great cause, I'll do the play-by-play, which is easier here. All right. Greg Stewart. All right, the very first one. It's up and off the front. Short, just a little short. All right. He's using a two-handed approach, and there it is, number two. All right, one out of two. Three to go for Greg. Next one is up. Come on. Oh, it's off the back, just a little off. See, two more to go here. The next one is up and off a little bit. It's this early morning shooting time, I'm telling you. The last one is around and it fell out.
No.
Well, boy. He came away with one out of five. I know the feeling, Greg. I know the
frustrating. You know, in warm-ups, I was making everything.
Yeah. Wow.
And it bounced around the rim. You know, the rim is unforgiving.
It's not kind sometimes. Yeah.
Right. Oh, man. Thank you to everybody who pledged.
Yes.
Thank you to my wife, who knows how terrible a shooter I am.
Oh, that's right. We got her down for a generous
$100.
Support. Thank you, Sue.
No matter what.
Yeah. And tell you what, congratulations to Al and Withy. He goes away with the shooting pass there, the two-day $24 value from Moldy's Archery and Tennis.
All right. So, thank you, everybody. Appreciate
thank you, Greg.
It.
Appreciate it. So there you go, folks. It is not rigged. It is not. It is honest. It is genuine. It is sincere. Caleb, we're getting some creative pledges for our guest shooter, our station manager, Terry Stewart, this week.
Yes. So not only did we hear from daughter Beth, but also we heard from grandson Matthew. And Matthew says, you got this, Bumpa. Love you. $25 for a made shot, $15 for a miss. Thank you so much. We also heard from Vicky from Eau Claire. She says $2 per made basket, but if he makes the fourth one, it'll increase to $3 made. We also heard as well from the Dorneys, and they say the first one is $3 for Alice. The second ball is $6 for Fisher. The third ball, if he makes that, $9 for Roderick. The fourth ball, $37 for Kent. And the fifth ball, $38 for Emily. So the entire Dorney family getting in on that. Five family members, five balls, and hopefully Terry will make every single one. Again, all benefiting WIB Incorporated here for Hope and Hoops and everybody in the drawing for those Moldy's Archery and Tackle indoor shooting range passes as well.
We are keeping you busy over there.
Yeah, I know. I've been writing a lot down.
So yesterday, we actually, in the Cabin Fever Scream, still welcome at the same number, 715-396-1670. Vote in the Webminster Dog Competition. A lot going on here at WWIB. Thanks to my morning show co-host. He gets things going here. But we also, because this has become an annual tradition in March, our March WIB CCM tournament.
Yes, and so the way that works is you nominate an artist, as long as they haven't been chosen by someone else. You nominate an artist, and then you get to choose five songs in the order you would want them played as we move through the tournament. So again, what song do you want to lead off with? If your artist advances, what song do you want played in the second round, etc., etc.? Now, we do ask you, 715-396-1670, we're keeping that listener line busy. We're asking that you let us know on there so we can keep track of it. So again, please don't just comment on a Facebook post or messages. Please use that text line just so we can keep things straight, 715-396-1670. So it starts with nominating an artist and then choosing the five songs from that artist. And we have a very, very nice incentive for you to participate this year because we have a grand prize. If the artist or group that you nominate goes all the way through and wins this, you're going to get something pretty cool.
Yeah, I'd say a pair of tickets to the We Are Messengers concert, 1 month and 3 days away. Who's counting? And you've got opening for him, Jonathan Traylor, and also Ben Fuller.
Yeah, what a great show. That's going to be April 8th at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. You can get your tickets at pablocenter.org or via our website, wwib.com, under the events tab. But we're going to give you a chance to go with a friend for free. Maybe it's someone else you want to bless if you already have your tickets. But it starts with nominating an artist at 715-396-1670. A lot of good ones nominated, but a lot of great ones still available for you to choose.
Tuesday Trivia, WWIB at 11 in front of 8, 27 degrees.
All right, giving you a chance to win. How about some Mycon movie passes? Let's send you to the movies with a guest. Mycon Cinemas in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Maybe you want to go out and support Ordinary Angels. Again, that great faith-based film just starting up and would love to see it run as long as possible here in the Chippewa Valley. So, movie tickets for Mycon for you and a friend if you can be the first one to answer this question at 715-723-2555, 723-2555. On average, women are about 16% better at this than men. Huh. What is it? And a lot of you are like, there are so many options. But on average, women are about 16% better at this than men. What is it? 715-723-2555.
We've been given the 396-1670
is kind of for everything else. But 723-2555 is what we're looking at here.
All right. So on average, women are about 16% better at this than guys. What is it? 723-2555 will get you on the air. And our usual question to start is what's your name, where you're calling from, but I think this is Vicky in Eau Claire. Hi.
And this is Vicky from Eau Claire.
All right.
How about balancing a checkbook?
Balancing a checkbook. Is it balancing a checkbook? It is not. Thank you, Vicky.
Sorry, Vicky. All right.
715-723-2555. Tuesday trivia again. On average, women are about 16% better at what than men?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Eli from Osseo.
Hey, Eli.
Cooking.
Cooking.
Yeah. That's an obvious
better at cooking?
One. Would that be the case? Not what we're looking for.
No, thank you. Call us back.
All right, people, there was a slight lull there, but now we're picking up again here.
Mycon Cinemas movie passes again up for grabs.
Always a fantastic prize. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Evelyn from Jump River.
All right, Evelyn, jump in.
Is it like dressing a wound?
Dressing a wound?
Yeah.
That just came out of left field, and I love it. Is it dressing a wound?
Are you studying to be a nurse?
No.
Okay.
No.
I just thought I'd ask. That's not it.
Good guess, though.
Yeah. Fantastic guess. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from on this beautiful Tuesday?
This is Vicky again.
All right, Vicky.
Keeping a budget.
Keeping a budget.
Could that be it? That's probably true, but that is not it.
Again, on average, women are about 16% better at this than men. Better at what?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Elijah.
All right, Elijah, what do you think?
Writing.
Writing?
Writing. And I didn't catch where you're from, Elijah.
Wausau.
Elijah from Wausau. Great to hear from Wausau. Is it writing? Are women about 16% better at writing? No. Elijah, call us back, friend. 715-723-2555. Good to hear from Wausau.
Good to hear the youngsters. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Clayton from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Clayton.
What up, Clayton?
Away.
Is it spending quality time with the family?
That is a great answer.
Yeah, that's another fantastic answer. Women better than that, about 16% than men. It's not what we're looking for.
But everybody spend that quality time. It's a love language, right? For a lot of folks. So.
Gary Chapman would tell you that. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky.
All right, Vicky, take care of that voice, please.
I'm trying.
I wanted more progress by this week. Wow.
It comes and goes.
It's kind of gone. But anyhow, go ahead.
Shopping.
Is it shopping? Women 16% better at shopping than the fellas.
Probably more than that.
On average, women are about 16% better at this, better at what, than men.
All right, just a couple more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Silas from Osseo.
Hey, Silas, what do you think?
Is it driving?
Is it driving?
Oh, yeah, that whole negative connotation and stereotyping from the past, but that's not what we're looking for. Two more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sammy from Wausau.
All right, Sammy.
Reading.
Reading.
Or maybe it was Tammy. But anyhow, I got it. Sammy or Tammy. Maybe reading, and that's not it.
Thank you, Tammy. On average, women are about 16% better at this than men. We're going to kick this off till after 8:15 if we don't get a winner right here, right now for those Mycon movie passes.
What do you say? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Weston from Cadott.
All right, Weston. Keeping the youth movement going. All right, what do you think?
Is it stretching?
Is it stretching?
Stretching. Women better at that? You think of what?
Well, seriously, like the Presidential Fitness Award, like the sit and reach and stuff, the girls were always way better at it than we were.
Sorry, thanks,
Weston,
to everybody.
Thank you.
Great calls, and I love all the youthful calls.
Yes,
especially,
and we'd love to have more calls.
Let's play Tuesday Trivia for 3 minutes. We're a little late. We've had so many things to tell you about, but we got a couple of songs in mind for you. before the weather bottom of the hour. So Tuesday trivia, 723-2555. Mycon movie tickets on the line. What's the question?
The question is this. On average, women are about 16% better at this than men. Better at what? 715-3... Nope, that's not the right number. That's for Hope and Hoops and Cabin Fever Screams and everything else. 715-723-2555. Yeah. The studio line. You got to call in live. Mm-hmm. On average, women are about 16% better at what than men?
All right. Give it a go here. WWIB. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Hi, Tammy.
What do you think?
Multitasking.
Multitasking.
Is that what we're looking for here this morning? And it's not.
No, again, I would say very true, but just not what we're looking for, and maybe the percentages would be different. On average, women are about 16% better at what than men?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Bethany from Osseo.
Hi, Bethany.
Is it shopping?
That's been guessed.
You can have a bonus guess if you want.
Spelling?
Spelling. Is it spelling?
Mm.
Good guess.
I love spelling. That's not it.
715-723-2555, 723-2555. On average, women are about 16% better at this than men for a chance to win Mycon Cinemas movie passes.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Brian from Oliva.
Hey, Brian, what do you think?
They can handle more pain.
Oh, pain tolerance.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Pain tolerance, giving birth, and certainly comes to mind, but that's not what we're looking for, friend.
Thank you, Brian.
Two more here. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Pat Bloomer.
Hey, Pat, what do you think?
Listening.
Yeah. Boy, we are just, you know, what this contest is working is just a wonderful tribute to
and here's the thing.
Women, right?
I almost talked over Pat while she was saying her
name. Well, could that be it? That's not it.
Thank you, Pat from Bloomer. First time we've heard from Blackhawk Country this morning.
And here's the thing. Oh, a lot of these are just not what we're looking for. They could be true, but... Last guess this go-round. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What do you think it is that women do better than men on average, about 16% better?
Empathy.
Okay, sure.
Boy, that's creative and well thought, but that is not it either. There will be a hint at some point.
At some point,
when
yes.
When it comes.
Yeah, we still have to debate on that.
I know,
suppose.
We'll have to talk about it. We're about 10, 15 minutes away from Terry Stewart, our guest shooter, our station manager, with us in studio. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Good to have you here.
I should probably say it's good to be alive.
Yeah, wow.
There's a Jason Gray song about that.
Yeah, it's great to be alive, that's
we
for
will
sure.
have that coming up. So tell us a little bit more. What's gone on with your journey in recent months?
Oh, boy. It's been a long journey. I don't want to...
Just kind of the high point.
Yeah, I guess I want to just thank those that had me in their prayers, and I am grateful to be alive and thankful for doctors. I feel a bit distraught over the Sacred Heart Hospital thing. Uh-huh. In fact, tomorrow, I think it's Thursday morning, I go for an infusion for iron from my kidney doctor in Stanley, Wisconsin. So they do those kind of things. I had to call around to find a spot to go to get that done. So we're going to try to shock the kidneys one more time and see if we can get them working.
But you can't go far without finding a great WIB listener, and you found the chaplain over at the Randy Vandalew.
Yes, that's right. He was wonderful. When we put the IV in, we sat and visited. We had prayer together, and I'm thankful for, I didn't realize that hospital is a really beautiful hospital. It's really well established. It's very new looking, and they have a chapel there that they've had. It was originally, I think, a Catholic hospital, but it changed hands, and they still have all the scripture and the Bible verses on the wall. They allowed that to stay, as well as the chaplain who's there full time. It's really, I felt really, really taken care of when I was there. So, so it's a great place, 24 miles from where we live in the Lake Wissota area. So it's not much farther than going to Eau Claire. So I guess it's maybe a mini advertising.
Well, your family's really turning out for you today.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have pledges from your daughter, Beth. So she said $500 flat pledge for being a great leader and a great dad. And then she said $100 per make, just to add a little pressure there too. Yeah. So all that going to Wib Incorporated. Matthew says, you got this, Bumpa. And he says $25 per make and $15 per miss. We also had pledges from Vicky this morning. Thank you so much, Vicky. And an extra incentive there if you make a certain ball. So we won't tell you which one in advance because you know, just make them all, right? The Dorney family, you know them well. And I'm guessing this is by ages, $3 for Alice for the first ball, $6 for Fisher for the second, $9 for Roderick for the third, $37 for Kent for the fourth, and $38 for Emily if you make the fifth. And we also heard from Bernadette from Yamp, from Knapp, rather. We heard from your wonderful wife, Carol, who says $52 per made basket in honor of your 52 years of marriage. That great pledge from Al and also from Ann in Eau Claire. So we've heard from the Owen Withy area and from Eau Claire from all over because Wib reaches certainly all over western central Wisconsin.
Thank you, everybody.
That's fantastic.
That's the tribe.
Yeah, sometimes the kids are some of the bigger fundraisers, some of the staff kids. But Terry, that's great support for you this morning.
Yeah, well, they're all wonderful. After going through open heart surgery, they've been all by my side. The grandkids have been around, and that's been fun too. And I'm just thankful for prayers and support. And I'm thankful for the staff. You guys are really very well known by lots of people. I had a lot of nurses and people who sat with me many a night throughout the whole thing, and doctors as well. And you guys are really special in the morning, and how God's using your life here. And that's what it's about, to see people come to know the Lord as their personal Savior. And it's the stories that have been told and people who have sat with me in the room, and those kinds of things have just been really wonderful. See how God works.
Absolutely.
So thank you, guys.
All right, Terry, we'll see if you want to get any warm-ups in or just going to take it cold. We'll see coming up. But song expressing your thoughts this morning from Jason Gray.
Well, we have one more pledge sneaking in here. Unless someone pledges as Terry's shooting, thank you so much to Linda from Chippewa Falls, a flat pledge of $25. Again, all of these gifts for Wib Incorporated, supporting 20 Christ Center programs here on WWIB. Our general manager, Terry Stewart, is in from Chippewa Falls High School in the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire, standing 5 foot something.
Yeah.
Terry was telling us how he, in college, helped run practices for the Blue Golds and went up against a seven-footer back then, too.
Yeah,
so there you go. So Terry is ready and at the line. He selected the orange ball first. Mm-hmm. 5 shots for Hope and Hoops.
Yeah,
that's great defense.
Yeah, right. All right.
All right.
Go, Terry, go.
The lefty, first shot on the way. Rattles in. Got the rim, got the roll. Terry Stewart, 1-for-1 as we begin Hope and Hoops.
He's a southpaw.
All right. The second one on the way. Splash. Wow. Straight on, straight in. Terry Stewart, 2-for-2 on this Hope and Hoops Tuesday morning.
Oh.
A little bit short on the third one. 2-for-3, still 67%. All right, going for the fourth shot now. On the way, rattles in and out.
That rim is uncanny
sometimes. All right, going for 3-for-5 for 60%. Last one on the way, swish. The straight-on splash for Terry Stewart, 3 out of 5. That is a very, very respectable shooting percentage.
It is.
He
went
4-for-5
both days.
Yes, but it was close.
After the first two, I thought maybe you were going to get the first perfection of the month. Nobody's had a perfect 5-for-5 yet, so...
Well, 3 out of 5 brings
very
in plenty for Wib Incorporated.
Yeah.
And thank you so much, everybody, for your generosity. We'll draw for that Moly's Archery and Tackle shooting pass and another one coming up on the drive with Dawson. But a little post game here. Terry, how do you feel? 3-for-5. That's a strong performance.
Coach Anderson, I remember he was
Anderson, right. Very winning coach.
He lived down the block from us on Rudolph Road when Carol and I were married. And so I get to this class up in the upper campus, and I still laugh about it. And I walk in, and Coach Anderson said, "What are you doing here?" Of course, I'm all at probably about 5'5", 5'6". And he said, "This the boys are here. My basketball team are here practicing." And I said, "Well, this is my Phi Ed class. It's by 1 or 2 credits, whatever you get
in
the Phi Ed class." And so I sat down on the chairs, and he said, I sat with him and we visited, and he asked a lot about, you know, you're married here, and Caroline, we're married and finishing up some of my classes. So I ended up holding the whistle, doing lines. I think I had more fun because I'd say, blow the whistle, toot, toot, you know, and then go, oh, do it. Let's do it all over again.
There you go.
Start over. Get it right.
Helped make sure, again, that UW-Eau Claire team was, one of the better ones in the program history, yeah. I think, right?
Basketball was really, really big on campus.
Yeah, it was huge.
It was this big arena was always packed.
And now they're going to start off at the County Materials Arena. They had the last game at Zorn recently. Well, thank you, Terry. Right. We're going to try to squeeze in a couple of more songs here.
Love you guys. Thanks so much for all you do in the morning. It's a blessing to serve the Lord.
Thank you, Terry. And thank you for continuing the legacy that your mother and father started well over 50 years ago now.
Yes.
Absolutely.